begin.
Talk to the owner.
Okay, we're on the Rambam Hilchos Shiluchim Vishutafim, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Chapter 3, Law 4. Again, we're talking about different situations where there's a power of attorney or not. So, Halacha Dalet, Baal Benichse Ishto, a husband, does he have power of attorney over the assets of his wife? Now, we know he's allowed to make use of the assets that the wife has. He could have certain responsibilities for it. But is he a power of attorney for it? So he is not automatically a power of attorney. By the fact that he's the husband or the wife does not make him automatically the power of attorney, because all he has is a kinyan in the fruits, okay? And that's not considered a kinyan in the actual land that he would be dealing with. So therefore, tzarich harshah, he would have to make, they'd have to make a special power of attorney for him to deal with whatever issues his wife has to deal with a third party. However, if this piece of land that he has to deal with, v'imyesh peros bakarka, if the fruits are in the land and those fruits are his, he's entitled to them. So now if there's any issues with a third party on this particular piece of land and he has the fruits as he's entitled to eat are in the land, that effectively makes him a partner in that entire land. Mitoch sheish lodun ala peros, since he can adjudicate with the third partner regarding his portion of the fruits on the land, sharei ein shelo, for they belong to him. So once you can be judging and adjudicating on part of the issue, don ala ikr, he can now adjudicate on the primary thing, which is the land. Vein tzarech harsha mishto, and he would not need a power of attorney from his wife. Shim ein lo karka, because if there ain't no land, ain't lo peros, he doesn't have fruit. So he certainly has a vested interest in his ownership of what he has, and therefore, under those circumstances, he would not need a power of attorney. Now, let's continue on halacha hey. What if there was no power of attorney made? Are there other ways that you can deal with it without a power of attorney? If a person has of his, in somebody else's domain, a deposit or a loan, whether it's movable object or money, and there's no power of attorney on these things, there's other things you could do. He can send a messenger in front of witnesses. Okay? So if there's witnesses, to bring it to him, okay, now, and you'll have a document saying that there were witnesses that saw that I appointed him as an agent. Even though that's true, the person he wants to collect from is not obligated to give it to him, because he can always tell him, I don't have any business with you, because there was no power of attorney made. However, if he wants to, harishus biyad zeh shemeso, it's an option. The person who's holding on to that stuff could return it to the agent, if he wants to give. Nifter, he's off the hook, he gives it, and he doesn't have to take any responsibility. Why? Because he gave it to his agent. He doesn't have to worry, maybe you're not an agent or whatever, because the owner have already made witnesses to the fact that it's so. So if he wants to give it to that agent, he can, and he's off the hook, but he doesn't have to. If he doesn't want to give it to the agent, he doesn't have to give it. Why? Shane Zibaldino, this is not his litigant. Unless he comes with a power of attorney on that deposit that's there. So if you don't have a power of attorney, second step would be witnesses that proving the fact that he can collect as a shliach.
So he's saying, though, just as a pikadon, this is not with a malva, though. He starts out
We're going to see that you can't make it. We'll see that's coming up. Okay, so now, but what about in general, making use of power of attorney? Is it a suggested thing or not? So look at the Rambam, waits till Halacha Hey to tell us. Anybody who comes as a power of attorney under these kinds of situations, he's included in what the Pasuk means, when the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, v'asher lo tov asa b'sochamov, which he has not done good amongst his people. In other words, a person who's acting as a power of attorney, he's getting involved in a dispute that isn't his. And really, the first one who's being collected from would maybe much rather prefer dealing with the primary litigant than somebody else. And therefore, one should not be a power of attorney. We're not saying it's usur, so to speak. You shouldn't do it. But if you do it, it's done. And the only exception to the rule, the pasuk says, it should not be done amongst our people. Now, in other words, it's like this. You know, let's say two guys, the guy who lent, gave him the deposit, they're both in town. So why don't you just go and tell the guy to give it back to you? No, I want to have the other guy do it. And the other guy's getting involved. You're getting involved, you know, it's like in hockey, the third man in the fight, you know, he gets ejected. So it's like, you know, what are you getting involved? These two guys have to let these two guys deal with it. And that's it. Why are you getting involved? So that's why the rabbis discourage this use of power attorney under these circumstances. However, if the person who is owed the money or the object is out of town, so that's already a whole different story. What do you want from the guy? The guy can't get it. So now you're not getting involved in something that's really none of your business. Now you're helping out the other guy. Now there could be all kinds of different permutations of this. You know, what if, let's say, the guy who's the claimant is a very weak-natured kind of person, and the one who he's claiming from is a kind of bully kind of guy. Ooh. That's hard to deal with such a guy. Okay, maybe that's a true chesed. But in general, have the two litigants deal with it, and in general, we discourage the use of power attorney unless the person is incapable of collecting it. Okay, now we get to a little bit trickier cases over here in Halacha Vav. Hatoveya chavero bedin. Now, here's an interesting whole premise of power of attorney is limited to certain aspects. As we'll see, we have to be certain that there is something of someone else's in someone else's domain. And all we can do is say, okay, you're going to be the guy who can collect it. But we have to be sure that there is something owing. So, Toveya Chavera Bedin, if a person's claiming from A, Reuven claims from Shimon that you have a deposit by me. Let's say it's been metalklin, let's say it's movable objects, or babos, or money, shivke, that's what you deposit by him. And now, what does Shimon do? V'kofrbo, he totally denies it.
Oh boy.
Before any power of attorney is written. Very important to add that. And so now, Reuven says, oh, he denies it. Calling up Levi. Levi, I'm giving you a power of attorney. You're a little bit a stronger-minded person than me, and you're going to get this thing from Shimon. He cannot write a power of attorney on it. Right. Why? Because now that we have somebody denying, so when you write the power of attorney, it may give a false impression. Would come out that this power of attorney is like a lie. Why is it like a lie? Because what does the power of attorney say? Here's Sheisicha, I give you full permission, litol, to collect, mashi yeshli, what I own, biyad ploni, in someone else's hand.
And he may not own.
Now that's what the language of a power of attorney is. But ukfar omer ploni, but Shimon has already said, she'ein lesukum, he doesn't have anything by him. So you can't write something that you can't back up as fact. Reuven says that Shimon has something. Shimon says, no. So I'm giving you Levi Rish to take what's mine. What do you mean take what's mine? How do we know it's yours? If, let's say, everyone agrees, Reuven gave something to Shimon, and Shimon agrees, and he says, yes, I agree, I owe it to you, there's not a question, I owe it to you, then Reuven can now appoint Levi as the power of attorney to collect it, because he could say, that which is mine, you can collect, because there's no question about that which is his. However, if the whole thing is in question, I can't give power of attorney to something I cannot prove that is by him. Yeah.
So do you have to check out before you write power of attorney that there's no disputes in the case?
Well,
because you wouldn't know that until you came to him. So if you give him power of attorney, he comes to you, I don't know him.
Well, it would seem that if he's sure that he owes him, it seems that only that it would work because there's no reason to think.
But you'd have to, if you are sure that you owe him and you make the power of attorney, but the other guy isn't so as sure as you are, should you check it out first? I'm going to be sending Yankel as power of attorney.
So let's wait till Halach Yadav is going to explain what's going to happen over there in that case. But that's the general rule. If you know for sure there's an issue, then you can't do that. Let's say we have a situation where when you're going to send the guy as the power of attorney, either let's say we know in advance the best you can get out of the guy is an oath.
Okay.
Or you could bring him by asking, and you could bring him to a situation, and I want to make you the power of attorney. If it comes to an oath, you can extract the oath from him. So the real question is, can you make someone the power of attorney for the right to make an oath from somebody else? So we say no.
Yeah.
We say any yochel aharshos acher levashir. You can't give someone power of attorney to make somebody make an oath to him. Why? Because power of attorney is when you are giving something to the other guy. We said the whole idea of power of attorney is it's saying I'm making Levi the owner of my field, and therefore he's not an outsider. He's the real guy.
Right.
Remember we said, regarding the Goyim we're trying to collect from, the power of attorney is like the owner.
Right.
Notwithstanding the fact, regarding the owner, he's like a shliach. But he has to be at least like an owner. He can't be an owner for something that's not an object. I want you to go and just get an oath out of him.
No.
Well, the oath is nothing. It's nothing you can hold. If I say, get my watch from him.
Okay.
I can make you the owner of the watch. I can't make you the owner of the oath. She'ein sham davar shekel. It's nothing he can bequeath to him. He can't acquire anything. Ve'ein adam marsha al tfiyas dvarim. You can't give power of attorney just on a claim. She'ein dvarim nitin. Because words cannot be acquired. Ella al tfiyas mamon. It can only be on a claim of money, actual money, that you say, my money is by him. It has not been denied. And then I can ask him to do that. Okay, Aloha Zion, it's long, but it's, you know, general rule, the longer the Rambam is, the easier it is. It just takes time to get through it.
Really?
Okay, it's a long halacha here. Okay, now, we have an understanding that how does a power of attorney work? It works with a kinyan chalipin.
Yes.
You make with an exchange. So I want this guy to be, let's say, the owner of my object that is the deposit. So what does he do? He gives me a handkerchief, and for the exchange, I get the handkerchief. He, so to speak, gets the ownership of the item. Now, that's all good for property. That's all good for real objects. However, it doesn't work for money. Money, we have a law. You cannot do money, an exchange of money with chalipin. So now, what if you're talking, you want the guy to collect money, and we can't have a chalipin done, how can you make the guy have a power of attorney to collect cash? That's the issue. So, Halacha Zayin says, Mi shehayelo ma'os pikadon. Now we're going to talk about different types of owings over here. I'm going to start with money of a pikadon, of a deposit. I deposited cash by the guy to watch, biyadach or somebody else. For Ratzel Harsha Shaliach Lavin, he wants to appoint an agent as a power of attorney to collect the cash. Well, we're already going to say, Ain ha kinyan miyado malvase. You can't make a kinyan with his hand as a kinyan, rather suder. Well, same thing, clip him. Doesn't help. Why? Because we have a rule. An old rule has something to do with this. But shein amat pe'a nikva chalipin. You can't acquire cash with a chalipin. That's where he learned that long ago. So you can't do it. So how can he ever make the guy a power of attorney to collect a deposit of cash that's by somebody else? Elokates herself. What do you do? Well, we know there's other type of kinyanin that do work. And what works very nicely is a kinyan agav. If you recall, the kinyan agav is, if I give you a piece of land, well, with the land, I can give you things, as it were, on top of the land. Even though it doesn't have to really be on top of the land. Remember, the movable object could be somewhere else.
Right.
But as I give the object, I say it's going agav together on top with that. So money can be exchanged, ownership, with a kinyan agav. That can help. So let's try to figure out how we can make a kinyan agav here to allow the person to have a power of attorney now on the money. So what do you do? So no saying lo, karka koshu. So the one who wants to claim will give this agent, give to him a little piece of land, a smallest amount of land. He gives him ownership of it. And even with that little bit amount, umakdala mozagabov, he will now give to him with a kinyan the money through the land, and now he is the owner of that little piece of land, and he's the owner of the money. Now he can collect it with this power of attorney. And dispute with him, and take it from him. Now that's all good if it's a pikadon. A pikadon is the actual cash. I deposited cash by him, and he's watching my cash. Now we cannot say this by money that has been loaned. Why will a loan of money not work? Well, let's think about it. What's the difference between if I deposit $200 cash by somebody else or I loan him $200? If I give you $200 to watch, what happens to my $200? You put it in safekeeping.
Right.
So it's the very same $200 that I gave you. It's the same $200, exactly 10 $20 bills with serial numbers so-and-so is the ones I want to get back. That's when the money is a pikadon. When the money is a loan, what's the rule about loan? A milva lahotza nitnu. A loan is given with the express intent that it's spent, and you don't expect to get the same money back. So something with a loan, it's not possible to do the conventional means of power of attorney. Because I can't give him the money that was already spent. Now we're talking about a loan now, but it's nothing for me to give him because the money has been spent and it's out, and now there's only a debt. And it's not so simple to just give the debt. So we'll have to see how we're going to have to finagle this. If you have a loan in somebody else's hands, you cannot write a power of attorney on that. Even if the initial debt was written with a shtar, the loan is given for it to be spent. And now, I can't sell you something that doesn't exist right now. You can't sell me that's out here. Right. It's not my turn when I was there. It's a debt, but the debt, there's nothing here. It's just a debt. Right. And now, the only way you could do this without any other means is with what? So we have three people standing next to each other. Remember we said if A owes B and B owes C or whatever, instead of making it go around, if the three are standing there, you do it. So now if I, the guy who lent the money, and there's the guy who owes me the money, and now I have the guy in between, and I say I'm making you the power of attorney, the presence of all three, that's an unusual exception to the rule, then I could say I want you, Levi, to collect it from, because the three of us are all together. Then you can do that. And the Rambam says, "Vudavar shein lo tam." It doesn't really have a halachic basis, but really it's a rabbinic decree. Kavosh Rebbeinu to explain. So that's the only one way you could do it. If you want to have a agent collect the money,
the loan,
the only way you can do it is with a mamet shlosh, and the three of them are standing together. And then, he doesn't have to give it to him then, but the owner says, "I want you to give him my money." Then it could be a week or two till he collects, but he's already authorized that. Or another way, behaknos shtar achov atzma. There is an IOU. He could sell him the IOU, but what does he have to do? B'ksiva masir, by making a new shtar that's saying that I'm giving you this shtar that you can collect this shtar. Mishumak the shibu. So then you could sell the shibu. Just giving over the IOU is not enough. You have to sell him the IOU by making another shtar to collect it. So those were the only two ways you could make somebody have the ability to collect money that is a loan. Now, he says, now, to me, that seems to be the law if we would learn the Gemara. However, the Geonim have a few differences than me. Avol ha-Geonim tiknu, the Geonim made a decree. Shekos v'n ha-Shoah afala milva. They said you can write a ha-Shoah, a power of attorney, even on a loan. We said on a loan, there's nothing substantial to bequeath to him. So they made a rabbinic decree. And what's a rabbinic decree? Because, you know, if you cannot send a power of attorney, borrowers have a very simple way of never having to pay.
Yeah.
You lend him the money, and he goes to Switzerland. He goes to China. He says, go ahead and catch up with me. I'm happy to pay you back. I borrowed $500. A ticket to China is $2,000. Go pay the ticket. I'll happily give you the $500. Now, it'd be a lot better if the guy says, I can't, but I have Aryeh who's going to China, and he'll be happily picking up on making the power of attorney. So, although really, according to the letter of the law, you can't give over something that's not, that's a loan, and it's not real in front of you, right? But here, in order to not have the people who won't lend out to people, it's sort of like the prusbol that we use to get around Shemitah. So the same idea. If we're not going to make somebody, no one's going to lend anything to people, ever. Because you never know if the guy's going out of town. The guy knows he can't pay. All of a sudden, he decides to go out of town. So what are we going to do? So therefore, the Gaonim said, you can write a hashok, kidei shol yitol ka'echad mamon chavera. So nobody shouldn't take someone else's money, v'yechlo medina acheres, and go to another country, and they can't get it. That takana the Rambam's okay with. Even according to letter of the law, you cannot make hashah for a loan, but by rabbinic decree of the Gonim, he says that's fine with me. But now comes the second takana they made, and this one the Rambam has some difficulty with. V'otikna, the Gonim made a second decree. Shimhir shu little mos, shiyeshu be'ar chavero. Let's see, he will give him hashah to collect money, and it's not a loan now, it's a pikaron, where you could make hashah, but you can only do it through land, a kinyan agaf, right? Or even to collect a loan. But here's the problem. What if the guy, Reuven, who wants to send the guy who the money is owed to Reuven, what if the guy doesn't own any land?
Oh.
What do you mean on any land?
How do the kinyan agav?
How am I able to do a kinyan agav? I have no ability to make a kinyan agav. There's no land.
You need that substrate.
You need to have land. So what do you do? Look what you can do. It's very relevant to learn this on Tu B'Shvat. Makneu arba amos b'chelko shveretz Yisrael. He can say, you know what? I am going to give you this money through a kinyan agav of 4 amos of land in Eretz Yisrael that I own. What do you mean you own it? Well, when Mashiach comes, we're all going to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's going to have 4. I own 4 amos of land in Eretz Yisrael. It's just missing one thing for me to go there and get it. But every Jew from the Shvatim, all the Shvatim, we all own land in Eretz Yisrael.
The Sam?
We have to have at least 4.
Sam, I don't
well,
think
maybe
Sam.
Not Sam. Okay, that's another issue. Anyway, I have 4 amos of land in Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm going to be cut. You're going to acquire the loan, the money, through the land that it's on top of. And you can make a kinyan with that. That's what Gaon Mal said you could do. Second thing, in order that the person have any land that he can collect.
So
Rambam says in this, these words, he's only referring to the second words, not the first words. Dvalim Kalim, they're very light, as it were, him. Admod very much. Uru'uim, and they're shaky. Shazem Miomer, because how can you say for sure, Sheishol Chelok Yisrael, you have a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Why? Because number one, how do you know? Okay, we're not going to doubt that you're Jewish.
Yeah, but
how do you know you're not the children of converts who don't have a portion of the land of Israel?
Right.
So you're not a vadai that the land is yours. A. B. Vafilu Roy. Even if you can prove the fact, your lineage all the way back to the times of the first base of Hamikdash, still ain't a bershuso. You don't yet have ownership of that land yet. It's wonderful that you'd like to have the land. You have to be a real, tzionis, that you really mamish love Eretz Yisrael, and you mamish, all you're missing is being there. And in the Rambam's times, it wasn't so easy to go to Eretz Yisrael.
No.
And therefore, he's saying, it's not in your hands yet, so it doesn't work. However, and then the Rambam says, and the truth is, even the Gaonim who made this second decree, they really know it really doesn't have any halachic force, but they allow it to be as a threat that the uneducated would succumb to. The Hagonim Atzmo Shetignu Takana Zu, even the Gon who said you can make this Takana, that if he doesn't have any land, he can get this this power of attorney through the money, through the Agav on the land that he could have in Eretz Yisrael. They themselves said, Shein Omrim, we don't say they make one of these aphorisms. Yikov Adin Sahor, you don't drill the law with the mountain, as it were. You don't drill a hole in the mountain and just rip apart halacha by things that don't make sense. So why did they say that this could be done? So they really acknowledge you really can't do it. But what do they do? They only allow it to scare the guy into thinking that he really could get it out of him. But really, if the guy would, in other words, the guy comes and says, I'm the power of attorney. Who made you the power of attorney? Well, he made me the power of attorney. Here's a piece of paper. And I was Kona Kenyan Agav. He said, how can you collect money? The guy has to have property. He gave us a Kenyan Agav. So now you're hoping that's enough. He's not going to ask any more questions. He says, well, what kind of Kenyan Agav was? Well, so no land. He has land. I didn't know he owns land. Well, he's going to get property in Eretz Yisrael. Property in Eretz Yisrael? Well, if he's a smart guy, I'm going to take you to court. You can't collect from Eretz Yisrael. So really, the Gaon would admit you can't do it, but they allow it to be done as a fake out, as it were.
Yeah.
So, in other words,
It's a poker move,
right.
Yes,
but if push came to shove, you're right, he couldn't have the right to do it. But most people aren't that educated and learn these halakhas of the Rambam. So they say, just say that you have it, and you have it a kinyan agav from the land, and if no, as long as nobody really pushes up against you, he'll give in. At the bottom line is, he should just give it. The only reason he's not giving it, he's saying, who are you to deal with me? So the Gaon said, let's just get rid of him thinking who are you to deal with me, and he'll deal with you. And let's say like this, what if a guy wasn't allowed to be the power of attorney, but he pretended he was. And he asked for it, and he gives it back to the guy. It works. If you go to Shimon and you get it out of him, even though you weren't allowed to, but it really was Reuven's, you give it back to Reuven, at the end of the day, everything works. The only thing is, Shimon can say, I don't want to give it to you. So to do that, to just get out of him saying, I don't want to give it to you, we kind of, finesse it. That's the word. So Imratza Lidam Lin Varshazu, and if he wants to make use of the fellow who has this Harshah, and now he won't have any Achrayas when he gives it back, Niftri can be off the hook for that and give it back. But the truth is, he doesn't have to. V'lami yipater, why would he want to excuse himself? She'ein za'abo b'harshah zu haru'u apachos v'shiach shosmeim. This harshah, this weak harshah, can't be worse than if the guy appointed witnesses that we learned at the beginning of tonight. The guy says, I'm making this guy in front of two witnesses, the shliach, he can't be any worse than that if you make a harshah based on the land, because if the guy doesn't want to give, he doesn't have to even give for meinim. But if he does, he does. You don't have to worry about zacharias. But if the litigant does not want to deal with this fluffy poker move, you can't force him, you can't make an oath until the litigant, the main one who gave him it, came. And that's how they rule themselves. One other thing. If someone has a debt that he owes by his friend, if whether it was a shtar or with witnesses on the kinyan, even though the guy denies it in Bezdin, and we normally do not let a harshah happen if the guy denies it, but if you've got witnesses, yeah, and you've got a shtar, yeah, then they said, Kosel harshah, you can write a harshah, because this is denying a lien of property. Because now, in other words, the other loans were milval pez. Milvan pez do not have liens on property. But whenever there's a loan where you have witnesses or a shtar, where you now have a lien on property, so now you're able, you have something he can collect. It's not just money that's out in the ether there. Oh. It's real land that can be collect. And therefore, you could make our show for that. But if it's only a verbal loan, Shukafra, that he denies it, then Lotiknu, they did not establish that Shukafra. Sure, you cannot make Hashah on a verbal thing because the money is really not there. That's a good place.